David Cross's office? Hi, Nicole. Right now? Okay. David, Mr. Ludlow wants to see you in his office.
Just tell him I'll be there in 15 minutes. I gotta finish up this spreadsheet.
Nicole said it's urgent. ASAP.
Alright, can you import this file into the Dawson account, alright? And call my wife and see if she's gotten a sitter for Cheyenne yet?
Sure.
Okay. What did Ludlow want to see me about? Hey, boss. Lisa said you wanted to see me. Is something wrong?
You tell me.
No. What do you mean?
You've been working here for 7 years now. You're not the best, but you're good.
Okay.
Sit down, Cross.
Is everything okay?
Take a seat. It's funny. Only now am I realizing how few times I've seen you at our holiday parties, and how little time you spend at corporate retreats and get-togethers.
Well, sir, as I've said before, I'm not the most social person, and I work hard.
Shut up. Our maid, Heidi, was cleaning up our son's bedroom yesterday, and underneath his bed, she found a very disturbing DVD.
Is it gay porn? Or just porn? It doesn't have to be. Just porn? What was it?
This is the box for it. Let's watch it, shall we?
No, sir. Well, we don't have to... Sir...
Mailbox. One, you have two old messages.
Hey, Lance, it's David Cross. Listen, I had a proposition for you, or half one, that's what they had. I am going out on the road again with Ultra Baby Fat, and we're going to go all over the country this time. And what I wanted you to do, if you can, is follow me around with that goddamn camera of yours and just kind of go out with us. I've already talked to some pups about it. They're cool with it. And I think they're willing to give you $5. And I'm going to match that $5, which will be 10, but then take away $5 because I need it. So you'll be getting $5. Anyway, and it's really not so much about the show, really more about the behind-the-scenes stuff and just whatever happens, happens, you know, and if there's enough stuff to warrant putting out a DVD, we'll do that. If that sounds cool, good, let me know. Love you and miss you.
End of messages.
How is your stand-up, as you mentioned, you've been doing stand-up for several years, since you were 18. How has your act evolved over the years? Has it changed quite a bit?
Well, I use a lot more props now. I don't know if you are familiar with Carrot Top, but my act has evolved into more of a Carrot Top, kind of an alternative thinking man's Carrot Top. I'll take any two items, say a sponge and a kitchen witch, and I'll put them together and I'll come up with some other new fun product that people probably haven't thought of, but they probably could use it. So yeah, we have a lot of fun.
What about influences? I've read SCTV, Monty Python, but also some maybe less obvious and more historic influences, like Mark Twain?
Oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't say he's an influence as much as an inspiration. Historically, J. Edgar Hoover, Charles Lindbergh, the Lindbergh baby, Bruno Hauptmann, Sacco and Vanzetti, Leo Frank was a big influence of mine. Mama Cass was a huge influence. I dedicate every set to her. I give a little
shit.
I just love what she stood for and what she sat for, you know? And She's a great woman. Robert Evans, Marjo Gortner, Morgan Fairchild. I could go on and on.
Yeah, that's plenty right there.
I really do love coming to the South. I come back to the South. I grew up in Atlanta. Come on, Atlanta's got, there's nowhere in Atlanta where you can, you know, walk down the street and, you get to, a lot of that stuff. A lot of scruffy kind of seven, eight days away from being a homeless bum, on the street, like, plying their wares, waiting to get noticed, I didn't even fuck my dog anymore. They're all out there. That's a real song, isn't it? Baby, since you left me, I'm down to fucking the kids. Oh, no, that's not a good one. Oh, bad, bad country and western song.
The whole thing started, well, it started when we pulled up and the marquee said, Mr. Show. And I was like, hey, man, hey, I'm David Cross. Hey, how's it going? TC. He's like, hey, all right, well, we're here in the van, so we're going to load out. And I need that sign change, though, from Mr. Show. It should say David Cross. Hey, man, if you want to crawl up during a rainstorm, change it. It's okay. What?
What was his first reaction? What did he say?
He was talking about, He was saying it was raining, and I've got a million things to do. Last thing I'm concerned with is getting up in a rainstorm and putting your name up there. I understand. I got it. And I just can't say Mr. Show. I mean, it's got to. And he's like, well, if you want to call about the rain, what was the last thing he said?
Like, if you want to get
crawl.
Up,
if you want to crawl up there during a rainstorm, you're welcome to it.
He's like,
or something
no,
like
that's
that.
Cool. Got it. Like, what the
I missed it.
That's the beginning. We get into the club, and there's tables and chairs set up in the front. And I'm like, we're going to need to move those tables and chairs out because, this place is going to be packed. It's going to be sold out. My audience, they like to stand. There's the band there, and I want them sitting. And he's like, man, nah, this ain't, look, this is Nashville, okay? It's a whole nother beast, okay? And the only thing I can compare this to is New York and L.A. For real. Yeah. It's all on tape.
Yeah, but they handle it like not stuff over here. Hey. Do you see what we compromise?
And put them up on the second tier. And then let... take away the low tables. So
you see, we're running into two different problems here. Okay? The first problem is when I take out all the stuff like that, I can't sell food. It cuts down on my food levels because people have no place to put, okay? That's my first problem. The second problem is experience tells me again that people are going to want a place to sit.
Well, if they...
I mean, I will pull them back, but I would like to leave all the tables in here.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my problem. My situation is, we're doing a whole show, and what my concern is certainly not food sales. It's doing the best thing for my audience. It's just, we've done... this is our second tour.
But Nashville's a whole different beast, man. Nashville can't be compared to any other market except New York or L.A. because it's an industry market.
Now, so are there actually tables still set out? No, they moved them. We had a big, big to-do about it. The guy who runs the club, his name's TC, and he was telling me, you got to keep the tables and chairs out there. I was like, it's not really a good idea, I don't think. You don't know Nashville, man. Nashville's a whole different beast. I was like, well, no, I've been on tours. This is the second tour I've done, and I know how it's going to be. I know my audience. Like, no, you don't know it. People in Nashville, it's like an industry. The only thing I can compare it to is New York and L.A. quote. Man, people like to sit down here. This is Nashville. People like to sit down. They got to order their food and sit down and eat. And like, I don't know if my fans are coming out to have sandwiches. I don't know if that's... and I just like the idea that this club would close down because of tonight's show. Because you guys were jerks and ate at home and saved $40.
guys wouldn't have the fucking, you guys wouldn't get the, you know, crazy fries and shit. You know, that's how we make our money here. Not the hundreds of people in the room that paid to see the show and are going to drink. I mean, no, it's the cottage fries. It's the wacky burger. It's the Reuben. That's where we make the real money. And, you know, and then the club closes down. Then people are out of work. And then they don't fucking spend money. And the entire fucking city of Nashville implodes upon itself. And radiation leaks out. And it goes, the whole southeast corridor is done. And then fucking that, there's riots all up and down in the mining towns of West Virginia and Kentucky. And then that spreads to Ohio and the fucking automobile industry up in the fucking Detroit and Flint area of Michigan, across the river to Windsor, Canada, where there's no more people betting on the casinos out there, all the way to northern Canada. And the fucking, it's your motherfucking fault because you wouldn't sit down and eat a goddamn sandwich.
David, no, you're not. I want you out of my club. He doesn't stand on stage in front of 400 people in my town, in my fucking house, and insult me.
We were in
I want you
Chattanooga
out of my club. I don't care.
Because
I don't want to hear
the
story.
Tell you a story.
I don't want to hear the story.
Why not?
Hello, all right. Let's get started right. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, talking about
beers, please.
Woo-hoo!
Party!
Yeah! Oh yeah!
Man, I'm telling you, if you unroll,
guys,
I
got people that want to go
all
fucking,
the way out.
Come on.
All right.
What?
I'm about done with this.
What happened?
I got people that want to go home. I need you to go.
I want to go home. I want to get the fuck out of here, man.
Then
I want to get... I'm still having difficulty getting this into this. I took stuff out and in and replaced it and...
You got a gift?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check it out.
It happens.
Like 2.5 hour set almost.
Was it 2.5?
Like 2:20, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was just under two. So TC, honestly, you said that there's only been one other band that's ever caused you to kick them out.
No, one other band that used the stage is a Forum. All right.
In all those years, there was only one other band, really.
That's it.
It's a Forum.
And who was the band?
Look, I don't feel like talking to you, David. I want to go home. I want to forget about this night. I don't want you out of the club, so let's go, alright?
Alright. Well, my arthritis is acting up. That's the problem.
We took our,
fly
back to the northwest, after you guys are done Boston.
Oh, now I got it. Now I know what it is. It's fucking vitamins.
And
no one has ever made fun of me. You and Wang Chun. But that was because of Cheetos.
Are you not so
wild?
Anything on film?
No, I'm saying film. Much.
What's going on?
Right, Anno definitely made the DVD.
A David Cross DVD, bathroom to bathroom. Got anything to say before you take a whiz?
Hi, my name's Jonathan Poneman, and I'm the president of Sub Pop Records.
Beautiful.
Hey, I want to take a whiz for Tibetan freedom.
I don't know anybody who ever in history has sat there, some like 16, 17 year old heterosexual boys, like, wow, you know what? Man, I love pussy. And the thought of having sex with another man is physically repellent to me. But. You know,
Michael Jackson!
I so desperately want to, but and I shouldn't let that guy fucking win, but who the fuck? Who I've been doing this for fucking what, 2 decades now or something like that, or close to it. And I never once ever went, oh man, you know what I should do? Fuck up the show for everyone. I should do that. That would make me endearing. What?
I said it's about time you fucked with me.
What did you say? Alright. Let me explain also that a lot of these questions that I ask within a bit are rhetorical. And also, you don't get some sort of prize for yelling out the punchline right before I do it. There's no contest here. Nobody's calculating how many punchlines you got right. All right? All right. And, no, but no more yelling from now on, seriously.
No more yelling.
What? Why, no, why do you think? What do you think? Are you fucking retarded? You know how?
See, this place is packed. This place is totally packed. The show has sold out. And that is why independent venues are better than corporate venues. Excellent musicians, artists, performers, comedians can still perform in the U.S. Consider Robin Williams coming to the area to do a Patch Adams production here on campus at UNC in Chapel Hill. He went out to Charlie Goodnight's, an independent venue, just to hang out with himself and his wife, which I was there too, and jumped up on stage and did 45 minutes of just improv comedy.
Do you think of him, Rob Williams, as an independent comedian?
He is an independent comedian. He's an independent comedian who, you know, he's gotten sucked up into the studio system because that's what Hollywood is. Right. Hollywood is studio. It is tiered representation. You have the studio, you have the movie production, everything. It just goes down the line. And this is exactly an example of what I'm talking about. Support your independent artists, whatever medium they are, and, you know, go out and hang out and bring your family and have a laugh.
So this is my sister Julie. And you only had to pay half price, right? All right, so. So I'm gonna tell you guys a story about my little sister. I have two sisters, and we were all brought up in the South. We're all sort of Southern. I'm sort of Southern. They're more Southern. Whatever. I got two younger sisters. One I'm closer with. One I'm not as close with. One lives in Atlanta. The other one, who I'm going to talk about, her name is Julie, which is, it used to be spelled J-U-L-I-E, and now is spelled J-U-L-I.
Like, the best thing that I can remember about David is when he and my sister were younger, we lived in a complex where there was a basketball court, and there was no fence going along the basketball court, and so they lost the basketball and it went down the hill, and they went to go retrieve it, and they got stuck in the mud. You know, and they're young. I mean, I'm real young. I'm like sitting at TV, you know, sitting in the living room watching TV, vegging out. And so one year, he decided to paint the entire parking lot of the high school. He got
got in so much trouble. They didn't find out it was him for like
a
while.
How did he paint it?
He painted the Who, and it was huge. I mean, it was like as big as this room. And he took out I don't know how many gallons of paint, but he wrote the Who. He got in trouble for that one.
All right, so 2 years or a year ago, I went to call her on her birthday, and I had to call my other sister Wendy to find out. I'm sorry, I was being totally rude. You know, I'm like sitting here like, oh, it's so presumptuous of me. I've got a public address system, there's lights on me, everybody's facing this way. I'm like, what am I, you know, sorry guys, I'm sorry. I totally interrupted. You guys are trying to fucking get laid or something. So, so Julie's working, I called my sister Wendy to find out where to call Julie, where she's working this place called The Pantry, which is like a convenience store or gas station place, up in this little town in North Carolina. So I go to call Julie, this is all true, everything, every word of it is true. So I get the number from my other sister Wendy, and I call her, and she answers the phone. Ha, thanks for calling The Pantry, may I help you? And I had not planned on this, trust me, this just instinct, it just came out. She said that, and I started going, yes, I was just calling to find out what y'all's services were and what y'all have. Y'all's like a grocery mart? Yeah. Y'all say like grocery items, dairy products, whipped cream, instant whipped cream, things of that nature? Yeah. Y'all say cigarettes too? Yeah. Y'all get them Newport menthol items? Yeah. I says, Karen, how many cigarettes come in a box of Newport menthol items? You mean to be telling me, you grown man, you've been smoking your whole life, you don't know how many cigarettes come in a box, you don't need to be calling up here and harassing me and telling me all kinds of nonsense. So I call Wendy, I call my other sister, and I tell her what happened, and she's like, oh, call her back. So I was like, all right, so I call her back. This time her boss answers, who I'm sure is like, you know, 15 years younger, and she answers the phone, and she goes, hi, thanks for calling The Pantry. May I help you? Yes, I just called a minute ago. I seen they gotten disconnected. You don't need me calling up here and harassing my employees. You keep calling up here, I'm going to get 911. We're going to trace the call. You ain't going to be able to make no more calls ever. Like, what the fuck kind of place is this? This is crazy. So then I call back a third time. Keep this in mind. This is key to the whole thing. This is all in 3 minutes, okay? This all takes place in 3 minutes. I call back a third time. Julie answers the phone again. Hi, thanks for calling The Pantry. May I help you? Hey, Julie, it's David. I just want to wish you a happy birthday. Hey, bro, what's going on? Nothing. So what's this place you're working at? The pantry? Yeah, it's okay. I mean, Tim don't want me lurking here. He says it's dangerous, but the law's here because there's a bar nearby. They always come down here. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Like one of those grocery gas station places off the highway. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you guys sell, like, grocery items like dairy products, whipped cream, instant whipped cream, ready whip, things of that nature. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, like cigarettes, you guys have cigarettes. Yeah. Y'all sell Newport menthol items? Uh-huh. And I'm just curious, how many cigarettes come in a box of Newport menthol items? Did you just call here? No. Really? No. That's so weird, because this guy just called here and like... No. How can you just... Oh, that's... What a strange coincidence. I said the same motherfucking thing.
Right, he was funny, though.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the crowd was
funny.
Into it.
I cannot believe how much of a following he has. Yeah, when he pulled me up on stage, and I asked the guy
that was great.
At the door.
That was good.
I asked the guy at the door, how many people were in here, and he was like, 450. I was like, whoa.
They sold 400 tickets in advance, you know, so there's probably actually more like 500 people here or something.
It was.
Yeah.
I'll be up here for Nashville Pussy.
Hey, who's driving?
I am.
Yeah. Tim's driving. Hey.
What is it?
Great. What is it?
Yeah. Tequila.
Okay. Tequila. Oh, yeah. Give me tequila.
Oh, that's too big.
I'll split it with him.
That's too big.
I'll split it with him.
No, not if you drive.
I can't do a chata tequila.
No, you can't.
A chata.
Not if you drive.
Big Brother's disallowing you to do a chata tequila.
Oh my God.
No, not if you drive. I'm not kidding.
How often do you see me drink?
Nice.
It's very
that smooth, man?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really good.
How do you guys feel about just as a goof, like going to the video place? You know it's going to be like a lot of stoner guys, you know, like nerdy guys watching TV, but it could be really funny if we all go in. It'll be certainly a lot.
That's true. You mean there are really people there right now?
Yeah,
here. Waiting on us.
Well, it's like a living room when you go in and they just hang out there all night. And just
watch. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Just out of the video place, Black Lodge video. Great, great video.
Are you all in down at Black Lodge?
You will understand. The shaman.
Or just go in.
Who's
going
to know by the shaman with Choco
note.
Kitty note paper? You
got
to trust the Choco Kitty note paper.
I got this note about understanding.
Yeah.
What, do you mind getting bored to death? You will die tonight.
Seconds away.
What's happening, partner?
Is it cool?
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Alright.
You and your friends.
Yep.
Don't tear apart the place, but beyond that, it's all yours.
Right on, dude.
Thank you. Whatever.
Goldie Hawn, Wildcat.
I don't know, you tell me, you're behind the mic.
Yeah, your mom.
You're recording it, aren't you?
I thought that was the.
So where are we?
No, man, that was.
I really didn't know that.
That was the UGLY.
Well, exactly what I'm saying. It's all behind the person who is recording it, just like all of history. Wherever you say we're at, that's where we're at, because you're the one recording it. Because everything else is made up bullshit.
Man, everyone in here is so wasted.
You know, if you stayed a place, it's not going to get any better. You stayed the XY axis, you stayed the global positioning units point, that's numerical place. It's all the same thing. Why don't you ask David, or ask anybody else in this circle, ask Brian, ask him where we're at. It's all who records it. It's all who records it.
We're at Black Lodge Video, Memphis, Tennessee. No? Am I supposed to say something really ethereal? Black Lodge Video, Memphis, Tennessee.
No! So mean!
After hours.
That is so fucking mean, man.
That's as ethereal as it gets.
I gotta say, so far, on the two tours, the entire state of Tennessee kicks ass all the way.
In the back. This is the man in the back of the club that was going insane.
Which one?
The guy with the baseball hat that kept yelling
Slayer. Backwards hat. Yeah. Is that the guy that was doing that?
I don't know.
That was Dax.
I was thinking he would have got kicked out. But he was going up to every three or four people, and either yelling Slayer, and then sort of like
Slayer.
Or repeating David, but in some obnoxious way.
That dude yells Slayer and does stuff like that, and I do every metal show that comes to this town, and I never see him at one fucking show. Not one, man. Fuck that dude. I didn't know that was him doing that.
He was out of control.
Yeah. Well, look, Chris and I put this show on tonight, and we're doing the show on Little Rock tomorrow night. That's our car. Back in the area, just check us out. We handle lots of bands.
Well, I'll be there tomorrow.
It'll be a show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Where? It'll be
Little Rock. Oh, cool. What's our club called?
Venus.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
People are asking me tonight, and I was like, I know it.
You know,
I can't.
Surely you've been there before. It's also, I guess you know, you got press and all that. I mean, it's pretty huge press-wise. It's gonna be uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's a cool place. It's a hip place, you know.
This way, going right back in there, going around. Oh, fuck. What
like that, man. I was cutting everything, editing in every single bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that sucked. I just wanted to apologize. I did a community radio shit here, and it really sucks, dude, that they were like that.
I wanted to apologize, if I may.
That's all right, man.
I'm very sorry.
Out comes the bear.
Can you see me?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Can you see me?
Yep.
Really cool. Hey, we're here for a really good show. Can't wait. I'm trying to sneak in the back here. Like, maybe y'all are.
How y'all doing?
Are y'all with the band? Can I sneak in there with you? Are y'all moving?
This is the stage.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No backstage. It's the stage.
I see. Oh, so you can't open the door. Because they'll see you.
Cool.
Are y'all moving stuff? Are you moving the drum?
We're just hoping to sneak in.
Here is David Cross.
Yeah, go.
It's a cool place. It's the hip place, you know.
So, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Sucks ass! Yeah. Now we suck too!
Yes, you can!
Alright,
yeah,
let's get a question.
Let's get Q&A out of the way so that I can get on the way. So let me ask you this. Where's Yelly? Let me ask you this. When did cuddling go out of style? Or when did cuddling become like a not a cool thing?
I don't know. 60s?
I'm gonna tell you what you guys want to hear. You want to hear.
Dick
do
jokes.
Not fucking deny it.
I've seen you on TV before.
Sign my tank.
We love you.
We love you. Can I get a couple more beers, dude?
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna show you guys this before I leave. This is a fucking awesome thing. This is.
Can't leave.
I'm gonna. You don't need a person here. I'm just getting in the way. I'm getting in the way of fucking like, wah! That's all the questions, right?
Yeah.
Good. All right, so now let's move on. I'm going to do the whole set. It's going to be great. You guys are going to yell and interrupt. And it's just going to fucking roll right along. It's going to be awesome. I desperately need those beers.
Who is here?
I'm sorry.
End up going back and on the back and come up front.
Time Danica!
Masturbation!
You guys realize that I have not said one funny thing in 7 minutes?
Bullshit!
Yelling, and it's like babysitting. It's like babysitting thalidomide retarded puppy. I don't know what it's like here in Little Rock, but...
Sucks!
Maybe, do you think it sucks because everybody screams in coherent time? It's so good to be here, and for no other reason than we were in Little Rock, Arkansas last night. I'm telling you, man, I've never been there before, but what the fuck happened to that place? When did it happen? Can we go back in history, pinpoint it, make sure it never happens to another place in America? Somebody was leaked into the water, somebody didn't sign something happened. Fuck. Man, that place was a nightmare. It was...
That's Alpha Rise again, motherfucker!
Saying it'll happen eventually. Christ will come back too, one of these days.
patio furniture, drinking tall boys.
Me and my brother, we both loved Mr. Show. And,
right now, Wendy's?
You know, we watched it every time we had the chance, and we were like, man, it would be great to do a humorous duet of Mr. Show, because I'm all about humor. We saw this new episode right after we thought up the idea, and we were just like, God, that's the best one ever, and it was the one with the audition. Which is, can I use this chair? No, seriously, can I use it? I need it for the audition. You know, all that stuff. Can I use this chair?
No. Yes.
So we worked it up in like a week. Like 5 days. Like the episode came on that Friday. We saw it on Saturday or Sunday. Taped it. Worked it up from Monday to Friday. The contest was on Saturday. And we just had the most kick-ass humorous duet ever because, you know, it was Mr. Show. Everybody loved it. And we got first place in our first round, first place in our second round. And the finals came. We performed it. Everybody in the room loved it, you know, because it was finals. There were a lot of people in there. And when we found out the results, we got one first, and one fourth. And the person that gave us fourth disqualified us because, you know, we had taken it from the tape and transcribed it. We were, you know, breaking the law probably, but I think we may have made some, like, advances in high school contest speech in Oklahoma.
What up?
Three, drop!
No, so this man was here, and I went over there to use the bathroom. And I was still standing in line, so he goes in, and right in, he goes in, it's just instantly like,
oh, no.
And I was like, uh-oh, I hope. Either way, if he was constipated or if he was jacking off, it started to get, then he started sort of mumbling, like, oh, yeah, I had to
walk. I make more noise when I take a shit than I do when I'm jacking off.
Okay.
Sometimes do you really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You start talking to yourself?
Start screaming and shouting?
No, I do like Battle Hymn of the Republic, first off. And then I just do a lot of woohoos and yodels.
Yeah. You
know? Like come on, come on,
like
we're number one.
Like it's a clean one.
You go, woohoo! Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking? You represent this company at all times. And so far, we have seen blasphemy and multiple stories of drinking and drug use and
sir, I am not affiliated with this company at all when I do this.
And what is this? Is this supposed to be funny?
Well, kinda. But, sir, my audience has no idea I work for this company. This is totally separate from business.
Oh, really? Then what is this receipt here from the Collier Fireworks Company in Wisconsin? You build the company for fireworks?
Sir, I would never buy fireworks. I don't know what that is. I don't believe in fireworks, first of all. I mean, I believe they exist.
Shut the fuck up, you lying sack of shit!
Sell them to the public before June 24th. But here's an address. All you have to do is have an outstanding license.
Okay.
So. Side, no!
Hey, you,
suddenly struggles to take a fight.
Sandwich.com where you can keep up with the website.
Ham sandwich, S-A-M-M-I-C-H.
I say ham sandwich.
Sandwich. No,
oh, sandwich. With the Mitchell.
Stop and say it.
What do you want to say to David?
Hey, David. Your show's awesome, dude, but it was too long. We had to get something to eat. We're starving.
What have you guys eaten?
Hot dogs.
Sausage dogs.
Have you ever seen him before?
No. Like Scream 2, I guess. Is that what he was in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. In the wheelchair, he gave me the creeps.
What do you guys like about David?
He's funny. He tells the truth about shit, and it's cool.
What's he tell the truth about?
The president?
Let me see if I can.
So anyway, you guys, welcome. Here it is, David Cross.
Tell me about the crowd.
They liked us, but it's just, it's Canada.
So what do we do? When's the disco time start?
Never! Fuck it!
No, never. I wish, man. Never. We gotta, seriously. Guys, listen, for 1 second. Quiet, everybody quiet, for 1 second. Seriously, just listen to this. Come on, that is fun. That's fun! Give me a little lighting. Come on, imagine it. Who wouldn't wanna? Who wouldn't wanna? Be a fool. That's called entertainment, my friends. So seriously, how much time do I have?
9:30.
No, not you guys. What do I have?
9:30.
I have till 9:30, right?
9:30.
Yeah, but no, I'm asking the people who work here. Because I've got 9:05.
Why was the show, why is it getting out when the sun's still almost?
Because this is the lamest bar in Vancouver. Feel free to videotape. Richards on Richards, totally lame. We smoked a joint right there, right before the show.
Right before the show? Yeah. You think that enhanced what you thought of the show?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen him.
Would it have been funny without the pot?
No, I've never seen David Crossman without being high on pot, so.
Like, no, it wouldn't be. No. He's definitely not funny. Unless you're high.
I guarantee unfunny unless you're high.
Look, Carl, I made a mistake. I was young and stupid.
Young? This was from last year.
Sir, Miss Cross and her daughter are here.
What?
Do you want me to send them in?
Send them in.
Oh, hey, Teresa. What's up?
You bastard.
What's up?
You prick.
Monster!
Carl, what the fuck?
I had no choice, especially after I saw this.
Woman. Yeah. I had one of the worst. I've had very few one-night stands, but I think it was the first time I actually ever did it. And I was totally, I wasn't into her. It was one of those things where I just decided I'd just do it.
Right.
You know, just experience it, you know. And like, whatever was going on. And then, like, taking her pants off or something. And she goes, ridiculous, ridiculous accent. Oh, that shouldn't be. That's not.
All right, I get it. You're upset.
Upset? I'm livid. I'm disgusted. I feel betrayed. I don't even know who you are.
It's just stand up.
There is no such thing as just stand up. It's a decadent, immoral lifestyle choice.
I just went and did one little itty-bitty tour.
With rock and roll bands.
Driving across country in a dirty van.
Daddy drinks and swears.
Okay, I want you out of the house. I'm filing for divorce and don't even think about joint custody.
Fine. I'll see you in court.
Great. Take me to court. I'll just show them this.
But I will give Bush credit for one thing, and it's something he deserves credit for. I will give him credit for having the courage and the balls to, you know, in the face of dissent and in the face of logic, to still be able to find it within himself to execute retarded people. I think that's, and it's something his dad did, and he's doing it too, and I think it's awesome. I mean, he's obviously got to reconcile with the fact that he's a born-again Christian, which must be very difficult, but he's able to do it, to find the strength within himself to do it. And I couldn't do it, you know, simply because they're fucking retarded. Yes, what? I'm in the middle of a bit. What did you want?
I'm just trying to feel it.
You're trying to feel it? This is, you guys got to understand what, like the last like 2 minutes of this whole bit, there's this woman sitting here and she's trying to feel it. So she's like getting up on the stage and she's talking to me while I'm doing the bit for you guys. While I'm doing the bit, she's like, I'm trying to feel it. Like, I'm going to stop in the middle of it. Or maybe just have some kind of molecular thing where I just sort of split and part of me continues doing the story for you guys and not losing the momentum. But then the other part of me goes, yes, my love, what were you trying to feel? What was it? Don't pay any attention to that guy who's continuing doing the bit. No, don't look down there. I'm talking about the fake guy that I was just referencing. All right, here, actually, for 1 second, don't go anywhere, just explain.
Hi.
I just want to feel it.
Okay. Give it a shot, give it a shot. Hey, come on, I gave it to her, it's all right, I had to open a beer. All right. That's for you. Feel it. Feel that power. That's what Scientology's like. Feel it?
What did you think of the show?
I have no other clue what's going on. I love the show, and David and I go way back to Ghost World, and I love the show.
Well, how did you meet him on Ghost World?
Basically, it was that on Ghost World, he was friends with the team that provoked their state of mind within their understanding of where they were going to go with that. Once they went beyond, I don't know, it's hard to say.
It's all behind the person who is recording it, just like all of history. Wherever you say we're at, that's where we're at, because you're the one recording it. Because everything else is made up bullshit.
You do a little dance, like feeling it real bad. You maybe like peeping, and you're like, dude.
Art, culture that should resonate, that should be around.
Everyone can actually come together.
And this is like a
we were just in Portland last night, and then unfortunately, you didn't get to eat because a guy who promised us, fucking, come on, straight from Portland, we got up, don't eat breakfast, come on out, we're going to have a good old cookout. Get there at like 3 o'clock, he's like, I just want to make sure you're here, I'm going out to get fish, it's like 1:30, called, 1:30 in the afternoon. At 8:30, like, dude, we gotta go, man. We've gotta fucking go. I'll be late, you know. All right, so we came down here, and I still hadn't made food. Everything fire's been going. Fire came and went again, And then we had Burger King. Fucking shove it in our mouths, you know, on the way down here, like going fucking panicking because we're not going to make it in time. And now I've got that Burger King poo right here, ready to go. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, you know, this isn't the right way to eat. You know, just, you have to chew and stuff. You know? Still, I'm going to shit out a perfect Whopper with cheese. Next slide off, squeeze it out, and it'll be ready to go. Liz, come up here. Just, I want you to get it for, just really get these folks. Take a look at them. We need lights. Can we get some lights on in the room? Like, in the entire room? Please, just for 1 second. Close your eyes if you're high. Yeah, turn them up. Turn them up. You can turn it back down. Thanks a lot. I just want it on record for posterity. You want to see
the tragic effects of long-term pot use. Go to fucking Santa Cruz or San Francisco or Eugene, Oregon, and see all these fucking old hippie guys. Hippies of any age suck anyway. They're all... I fucking hate hippies.
I'm trying to sell the funniest joke books in the world. But I enjoyed your show so much. Oh, hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I just wanted to give you my newest book.
Oh, right on.
And I guarantee there's some material on here you can use.
And I don't know for sure. I don't know how you all feel and whatever. But I've got a good feeling. Won't know for a few years. But I have a pretty strong feeling. Gets stronger every day. That George Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like the worst. I mean... Like, not in, like, a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way, but in, like, doing the most damage to this society and all the gains we had made in civil rights and women's rights and, you know, and just being a free society and health care and kind of creeping towards health care. That's fucking shot. Forget that. That's not going to happen. You know, did somebody fart? Do you smell that? Do you smell it? I'm serious. It's not nice. That's not polite. There's a lot of people here. It's hot, and that is really quite rude. I can't be the only one who smells that. Is that you? All right. Anyway, it just sort of went up from the back and crawled along the ceiling. Didn't want to bother anybody, and then just came down this way.
Did you hear it while you were on stage?
No.
It was so audible.
I did not hear it.
It was so loud.
I didn't hear it. I was just like... Yeah, and the thing about... So I live in New York now. I live in New York City, which I fucking love. I love New York City. It's so great, man. Have you ever lived there? It's awesome.
Baby.
Yeah, Austin Powers is... It's great. Bring it back, because it's only been gone for a year. It's been a year since we heard that phrase over and over again. I miss it terribly. I love the way we entertain ourselves. What? Anybody? Anybody interpret? Let's find out. Come here. What do you mean? Come on, loudmouth. So explain. All right, good. Oh. All right. Drunky wants to lean. All right, what's that? So tell me how the tower's been gone makes New York rules.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Really? So you just thought you did... Oh, it's not so much a quiz, but I thought, you know, maybe it would be, like, if it's going to be interactive, then we'd fucking do it for real, you know? I mean, if you're going to yell shit out in the middle of my set, then let's fucking have a conversation. It's not just you yell something out, then I lobby an insult, and then ha-ha-ha, we move on until 2 minutes later when it happens all over again. So now you've had, like, a full minute. What did it mean to you when you said it out loud? What did it mean? What was it like in here? What made you go, hey, you know what? New York was kind of shitty with those Twin Towers, but now they're gone. It fucking rules. So what was the thought process that made you think that and then say it?
I drank some PBR. Okay, well, crap. Okay. To begin with,
I had some vodka and cranberry, and then I had some PBR, and then I had some, it was a half a pitcher of blackberry margaritas, and then it was some other weird tequila drink, and then it was some more PBR.
Wow, this is getting sad, man. Let's get a collection going, guys, seriously. Yeah. All right. So now, so
I'm just a guy.
Okay. No, I'm just a guy, too. I'm all like, I'm David Cross, you know? You're all like, I'm just a guy, you know? All right, so let's move on. Let's, we didn't really learn a lot from that, but.
I just want it to be tomorrow. It's like one of those days, I just want it to be tomorrow.
So he heads off ahead of us, and then we're all like, are we gonna do this? I mean, we got no choice. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. All this shit, you know, whatever. What are we gonna do? It's like fucking 1 a.m. We're outside of Eugene. All right, let's go back there. And then we all go back there, and I mean, forget hammered. We need a brand new word because he's fucking floating. You know? He's still making shit. He's like, pile back there, and he's like, who's hungry? everyone. Everyone you see before you.
But there was a fire. There was a fire on the grill, blazing, with nothing on the grill.
He went out.
When we come back.
It's now been 12 hours.
It almost burned his house down.
12 hours. He insisted on us playing Monopoly. And we're all like, really? Are you
sure?
It's fucking 4 a.m, really? And you're hammered, you can barely, you know, string 3 words together. And then, of course, immediately, like, fuck this, why are we playing this? This is bullshit, you know.
Was he talking about how, was it him or his friend who beat up all the strokes at the same time?
His friend, all
fucking
the
drunk and talk, and then his friend is like, hey, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like that challenging, drunken thing where just totally passive, sitting on a couch where he's like, I don't like you. You think you're funny, but you're not that funny. He's just telling you, I don't like you. And the whole time, I'm drinking as much wine as possible to just go to sleep. I want to pass out. Michelle's on the couch, and Chanel and I are on the floor. And he starts cleaning up, like, drunkenly. What? What are you cleaning up? You didn't make anything.
There's nothing
there. You didn't make a fucking thing. There's nothing to clean up. You didn't make a fucking thing.
You were right.
You are rude, crude, and totally lewd.
Isn't that a child's rhyme?
How dare you insult little Cheyenne?
I suppose I could find it in my heart to forgive you, David, if this just happened one time.
It did. It was. It was just a one-time thing. Just a harmless goof about.
Oh, yeah? Well, it seems to me that you have made yourself a little career out of this!
Oh, shit. Oh, for fuck. All right. We'll see what we can do.
So this is the camera you'll be using. It's the GL1 with a wide lens on the front. And just kind of shoot as much as you can. We're looking for behind the scenes, hidden camera, just documentary style footage of whatever's going on at those shows. Okay. For sound, you're going to want to use a wireless mic whenever you can. It definitely sounds better to pick up a signal from that.
Okay.
Especially any kind of hidden camera stuff that'll be great for. If you're filming somebody outside of a venue that's not like in the crowd, and you want to be able to have the footage use what's really important to me, that you get their name and phone number or some kind of email address so we can contact them and make sure that they are cool with using the footage. Like if they're too drunk or they don't know what's going on or they're out of it, like it's going to be important to have that and to be able to track them down later. Okay. But just use your judgment. Like if it's just totally ridiculous, just kind of use your judgment on that.
Okay.
You think you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lance, man, what was up with that guy, Art? That you gave the camera to. Did you tell him what to do?
Yeah, totally. Showed him everything, set him up, told him to get rid of it.
All he did, he went out and he taped drunk people out on the street. There weren't people that weren't even at my show. He just went out on the street as the bars were letting out, and just taped drunk people.
What show? What show did?
All of them, every single one.
He wasn't filming your sets?
No. he just would go out and he'd grab drunk people off the street. Hey, do you know David Cross? Huh? No. Okay, can I have your number?
Is this on?
Yeah.
All right. I just ran a marathon today, 26.2 miles, and now I'm out in Madison having a good time.
What's your name?
It's my girlfriend. My name is Mark Heather. I'm going to make out with her a little bit later.
I can hardly wait.
Sweet. What's your phone number?
We're trying to find some alcohol. We're trying to find some pussy.
What do you think?
I don't know, dude. Ask around. There's a lot of kids here.
Derek! Oh, shit. You're not Derek. I thought you were my buddy Derek. I thought you were Derek. Hi. My name's Derek. This is
and I'm
Pete.
A documentary.
No, this is Pete. Look at the camera. We're around the camera. This is Pete. And we do each other.
All right.
Oh, come on now.
Are you guys familiar with the comedian David Cross?
David who?
David Cross.
No. Is he here?
I'm documenting his tour.
Is he with you?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Do you recognize him?
Bob?
Yeah, the Bob.
Here? Is this David Cross?
Yeah.
Can I ask him to give me a little bit? Give me just a little bit of one of his bits?
Maybe.
David Cross, can I have a little bit? I want... like a half of one of your bits.
What?
Can you
get on video?
Wait, still
water.
This is the still water.
What is this for, essentially?
It's for a David Cross DVD.
I love DVD players.
So I'm on a DVD.
Maybe.
For what?
What is it? What do you have to do to be on the DVD?
It just depends on what we need to use and what we don't need to use.
Oh, what's like the purpose? So what's like the motivation?
What is the plot here?
David Cross tour.
Come on back here. Look here, we can't do this.
Oh, drunkie, I don't wanna.
Come on.
All right, what are we gonna do?
Holler at them.
Do what?
Let's holler. Holler
at them.
Everybody.
Right. Holler.
Hello.
Yo, my mom is alone.
It's on.
It's on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
On right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't grab my.
Can
hand
you give me your name and phone number? We might be able to use you in our DVD.
Monroe Whitaker.
It was actually my suggestion. I was like, hey, can I do a concert review of The Cross and the Baby Pad Show? And he's like, sure, go for it. So, either
he
way.
He did say go for it?
No, yeah, because okay. He was, he's like, do something. It's going to fall into the last word, which would
okay,
be...
Okay, no, it's fine. But those were his words. Go for it.
Yes. Troy and Quote, his name's Troy. His picture's in there. He's kind of a white guy. I brought like 8 people here. Hopefully they're going to show up, man.
So what's your name?
I write under the name Gordon Downs. My real name is Senator Drinks-a-Lot. But what are you guys doing this for anyways? It's like a whole doc. First off, I checked the website and I was like, it hasn't been updated in a while, has it? Then there's Bob and David. It had a story about the Sundance and the Stoli girls and some free shit.
That's probably just archived. You can enjoy that or not.
No, yeah, I went. I
don't know about new stuff. I haven't written anything since I went out on this tour, so it's been...
How has the tour been going, man?
Great.
This is your first headline for a band, right? You opened up for the Strokes before, right?
Yes. I opened up for the Strokes and Guided by Voices. That was just kind of a little special one-off show, 2 nights in New York. But we actually, this band and I toured in the spring together.
Oh, wow.
Same thing.
Is this the only band you've opened up that's played with you?
Yeah. I mean, in this capacity, yeah.
How do you know these? Ultra Baby, are they from Chicago?
Atlanta.
Oh. And there we go. Segue to this Piedmont Park Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because Coachella was here recently. And I actually have a couple of photos to show you from the first picnic. Not of you, but that's at the end of the interview. How do you like those Coachella things?
I haven't been to them, but they sound like they're great.
Yeah, I have been to the last two, and this was the only year I didn't go, and apparently it was the most successful one. Are you going to be in L.A. on July 27th?
I will not be in L.A. on July 27th.
They're playing at the El Rey, homies. It's I'm looking forward to that show. Did you really bring a big-ass dorky whistle for M-Train?
Yeah, where'd you get this information from?
Well, homie, I told you. No, I archive a lot of magazines. And by the way, I didn't grab all this shit off the internet. The only thing I grabbed off the internet was the Stoli Girl story. Everything else is from an article in Meme and Magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, I archive a lot of shit, and I don't know what happened to Meme Magazine. That was a really cool mag, and it just, like, disappeared. So some of this is coming from that, so I'm not some dork that got this off the internet, although I am. So, Pavement, Slanted and Enchanted. Now you said from the Magnet story, you only had...
What? Just tell your readers to go get that issue of Magnet and look it up. It's all...
How was that? I don't mean to tread over the ground, you know? But it's about music. I mean, people don't know that. They may think this guy is into, like, Stevie Dan. I don't know.
Let him think that. That's okay.
Well, all right. My bad. If you didn't want to comment on that, that's cool.
Well, but I already did. That's the thing.
Ah!
Guess what I'm saying.
No, right on. Check out. I met, and that's it, basically. I met, whatchamacallit, Thurston and Kim's, she works for Milton Glaser. She's Sonic Youth's archival photographer, Jane Stockdale. Don't even. Jane, this gets to you.
She's a friend of mine.
How is it coming to the end of the gig? I mean, you have like two more shows.
I'm psyched. I mean, I know I'm gonna miss it, you know, when it's over, but I'm psyched to go home, you know, and LA should be, the last two shows are kind of like little homecoming type shows because I lived in LA for 8 years, and the last show, the very, very last show is in Atlanta, and that should be kick-ass too.
What, did you move back to Atlanta now, or?
No, I live in New York.
Oh, word. I say that a lot after I drink.
Word?
No, Atlanta. No. So what do you got after this? Just gonna take some time off? You don't have kids, do you? It's over.
He doesn't have that anymore. No cell phone. I saw that and I just sort of took it, put it in with my stuff. He's grabbing all this shit. Don't forget that. Don't forget your tape recorder.
Who gave it to him?
I guess Kevin did. Alright, wow. Alright, shit. Here we are. Fucking. Please don't turn off whatever the fucking dumbass show that is. Please keep that on, definitely, in case you're not entertained. What is that thing called? The world's weakest link. The world's weakest link is right there. Celebrity edition. Alright, great. There's that celebrity. Look at that celebrity. Remember that guy from the movie? Remember? I don't know his name, but the guy. Remember? Like, we want to see him on The Weakest Link, don't we? We want to see what he has to say. And there's the woman from the Howard Stern show that you fucking just wish you would shut up. Shut up, lady. Let Howard keep talking. You're only there to give Howard a little time to breathe and suck in some oxygen. Oh, celebrities. And then that fucking asshole from the Backstreet Boys are insane. I couldn't tell him apart if you paid me. But if you do want to pay me, then I will learn to tell him apart. Why is that on? Yeah, from Atlanta originally. Big party town, open till 4 in the morning. You know, it's like, you know, that's such a major thing. When you live in a place where bars are open till 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you go to a place where bars start closing down at 1:30, and you're like, what the fuck? I just got this! Why is the government making me go home, man? I almost said that for real, and then I, like, okay. Wait a minute.
I can't even stand it.
This is Lance. He's doing something for the...
Hi, Lance.
Lance, love the hair.
See, good stuff. Doing something for the CD we're doing.
CD Schmeedy.
You're
David,
right.
This is
That's
Denise.
A good point. Denise?
Darling.
Hello.
It's been a long time coming. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you guys came. I'm glad you guys liked it. That's cool. That's awesome.
I was pissing my pants the whole way through.
Were you able to...
I'm like, dude, we're not leaving until we meet Mr. Cross. It's
absolutely
not gonna
happen. You guys are very
crafty.
No, I was gonna say very vocal and like right up front. And
would you expect anything less?
I guess not, because I know you so well, and I.
But I mean, no, but you do it. You do it for the response. You do it to make sure that people are enjoying what you do.
Oh and no, yeah, yeah, no. I'm just.
If you're getting feedback, then you're totally understanding that you know.
Oh yeah,
people
not,
are enjoying
I'm not
what
it's
you
a
do.
Bad thing. I'm just, so I don't know where's like a place to go around here.
You have to go basically. Sunday? You have to go to PB. This is Mission Beach. You have to go to Pacific Beach. Mm-hmm. It's. Border. I mean, it's just right there.
I love this one little dive bar called Blind Melons. They have like live music all the time, and it's such a cool little bar. It's like dark, you know.
Is it close?
Yeah, totally. It's just down the street. If you drive down Mission, you like run right into Garnet Avenue. It's just right there on the pier, right on the beach. So nice. So.
I forgot. My friend has a beach house right here on the beach.
I'm not going to your friend's beach house.
No.
Oh, really?
It's probably.
The Vegas maybe show would have been the worst. Yeah. I think this one has like all two guys.
Okay. No, he's talking about the actual stuff that goes, you know. What? Alright.
Can I use your hat for a minute?
For 1 minute.
Okay.
What are you gonna use it for?
It's a magic hat, though. It's magic.
It makes you invisible.
Okay, I'll see you guys in the bar.
Okay, Mark.
You got a fresh hair cut, so just be on. Don't even worry.
Jeff was just filling us in about that woman being really, really obnoxious, and you walked over there.
Well, she called me over.
She called you over there. So you walked over there, and then what happened?
She grabbed my nipples? Is that the first thing that happened, or was it?
I think so.
I tried to get away, and then I ended up on the ground, and she kept grabbing my hair.
And I just went, it was like in the middle of the conversation, Lance just got up. Yeah. What's going on? And then somebody's got their hands up his shirt.
Who is this woman?
Go.
Of all the places there have been, LA's had the most amount of millionaires call me and ask me if they can get free tickets. No. I mean, they're millionaires. They have $1 million.
Like, I had no idea how many friends I had. Like, I made so many new friends in my dressing room where my beers are. I had no idea. Guys were up there going, just walking in, going, hey man, how's it going? Oh, right to the fridge? Like, yeah, who are you? Hey, nah, man, I'm Dale. Yeah, I mean, who? Nah, I'm a friend of Josh's. I don't know who Josh is. Oh, he's an awesome dude. It's so weird. Not weird, but exciting and thrilling that to be on the same stage that Jim Belushi was once on. Woo! You can feel it. I do. You come on stage and you feel that aura of, like, you know, petty, marginally talented, sexual harassment kind of guy coming at you, like, wow, this is cool. What a fun thing. And you know, this is the only place, this is the, out of the two tours we've done, this is the, I think, the 34th place we played, and this is the only town where I honestly have millionaire friends of mine, friends of mine that are millionaires, calling me going, hey dude, can you get me into the show, man? Millionaires. You have $1 million. Remember when we were growing up and we go, God, $1 million, you can do anything. $1 million. Hey man, I'm really strapped this week, man. Hey man, love to get in the show. And hang on a second, can you hang on? Wait, I don't know who you are, hang on. Hello? Yeah, I'm back, man. Hey, I just made $1 million while I was on the line. Anyway, desperately need 2 tickets.
I so wanted to scream out, you're not Jim Brewer! I want my money back. You fucking knew that guy and he's still doing comedy? Now, hey, he really turned the House of Blues into the House of Jokes.
It's true.
Hello? Okay, I'll write that on this one. Well, listen, you can't park. There's no parking in this building. You have to give the car to somebody else. You're with other people, right?
David's in traffic. He'll be here in a second. If you guys want to let people in, we'll put David at the end. No? Well, all right, tell him to wait. It's just, if you want to tell the first person, it's 2 minutes. He'll be here in 2 minutes.
No problem.
He's right outside, and he's just going to get out of the car. He's not going to park.
So what's going on here?
David is late because he has no respect for the fans. None. He thinks it's, I don't know. He just, he's above it, I guess. He somehow, I guess it's just all the celebrity friends he has, you know, like the Culkins. And who are some of David's celebrity friends?
Bob Balaban.
Bob Balaban. Who else? Oh, Strange Al Yankovic. Is that it? I don't think I'm getting the name right. I read it. I always
weird. Young MC.
I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird.
You might be right.
So what are all these things you filled out here?
These are notes to the fans. Just I'm signing my signature and a little message to them. Just something fun to say hi and remind them of the night.
Aren't you glad it's over? Aren't you glad it's over now? Aren't you glad it's over?
We're waiting for David.
Alright, man. Where do we leave off? Let's fucking do this shit. Give me your Arliss tapes. Alright.
In the summertime, when you feel like talking.
Hey.
I'm Jen.
Jen?
Yeah.
How are you?
Can you please do one of these to Jessica?
Sure.
2 S's? Yes.
Is she a little girl?
No, it's my sister-in-law.
So I can write the swear word?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this woman will not let me sign her breast. What the fuck is going on?
We gotta keep it moving, you guys.
Bob, have a seat. You're gonna get tired real soon.
Katie brought cookies. We're never gonna win the contest. You guys are gonna take away the cam. Come on, man. We're gonna lose the entire cam.
Okay. So, David, did you hear that?
Yeah.
49 people have come through.
Sure.
There's 400
to 500. Yeah. There's like a line, and then there's a line of people.
So, yeah. Okay. You guys, everybody's got to go like way faster.
Way faster.
DJ, yeah. This shit, man. We got to move this thing along.
About the times we had, every time I call, you can take my photograph, put it with my autograph.
Everybody is all about some crazy ass comedy, and we need it now. I mean, now that we've had this terrorist shit,
yeah,
we need something to go on and just really bring back the funny stuff, you know, let America laugh. You know, we've had so much shit, you know, stop watching CNN and all the bullshit. You know, it's going to happen, whether you're there or not. You have no control. Go out and have some fun with your family.
Yeah.
You know, and your friends, and get fucked up.
Gonna do this, but now I gotta read. Oh, this is in today's paper. I fucking love this shit. This is in today's paper. Where do you live? You live in Atlanta. Let me read to you from your paper. Let me read to you some news. Oh, this fucking rocks. Page 2 of the, what is it called? The issue section. This is insane. This is where I fucking grew up, all right? You wanna know why I'm angry? All right, this is the kind of shit I had to deal with. Will you know people in heaven? This is in the newspaper. Will you know people in heaven? Okay. Yeah, for real. Listen to this fucking, this is all right. Most Atlantans agree that in the afterlife, we will see and know people we knew on Earth. All right, here's the last fucking beautiful one. For real, quoted in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the roadways in heaven are for walking and for vehicles. Yes, there are transportation vehicles in heaven, driven by the angels. However, there is no pollution there. Meanwhile, you can't buy beer on fucking Sunday after midnight. That's a bunch of bullshit. There's fucking roads! And how did that guy get that fucking information? Jesus came back and told me about the roadways in heaven. It was very important that you know that angels drive vehicles on paved roads. Roads, paved, they have tar. In heaven. They have tar in heaven. And angels drive the vehicles. What a fucking shit job is that? What kind of fucking... Who the fuck wants to be an angel then? Yeah, get in. Get in. I led a life of pure good. Now get in. I'll take you to the buffet. Jesus Christ.
Yes?
Not you. God damn it.
Yes?
No, not you either. Oh... fucking insane. That is insane, childish bullshit. God damn it. So, besides religion, this is another pet peeve of mine. It kind of pales in comparison to that. But this is, and then I gotta go. This has been, wait a minute, this is ridiculous, sorry. And so this is what I want to show you. And it's from this company that hopefully will never get down here, although it's creeping ever southward. It's up and down the East Coast. It's called Cozy Zandow. Have you heard of these things? And it's just great. Hopefully everybody will read this. It says, "What's for breakfast at Cozy?" Small type. Bagel. I don't know. Is it a bagel? I don't know what it is. See, it's a plain, unadorned bagel, small type. What's for breakfast at Cozy? I don't know. I would assume it's a bagel. I don't know anything. I don't know. Is it a bagel? I don't know. Nah, dude. Not a Cozy. Not a bagel. Try squaggles! Square bagels! Yeah, that's right! Yeah! Square bagels! Finally, man! It's hip to be square! Remember that fucking dumbass song from that dumbass group nobody gave a shit about 20 motherfucking years ago? Squaggles! Square bagels! Finally! Don't be oppressed by the tyranny of round, man. That's bullshit. Your generation has a new shaped bagel. Hey, old man, here's you eating your bagel. Drop, roll away. Boo-hoo, that's you, man. Here's my generation's bagel. Honk, fall right there. Don't roll away. Because we're smarter. So fuck you, old man. Squiggle! All right, guys, thanks very much. Thanks, you guys. Thanks.
Making fun of the President?
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Got it. Thank you. Yes, got it. Understood.
Mommy, why does Daddy hate us?
No, honey, no, I don't hate you.
Back off, Dr. Pervert.
Cheyenne? Mr. Ludlow's gonna be your new daddy now. Would you like that?
Well, I don't know about that. But I do know this. Cross, you're fired. Davisha, call security.
Fine.
You will never work for Cozy Sando again. I will personally see to it. Now get your shit and get out of here.
You know, I've always tried to use humor to help ever and hurt never. For I find that to laugh is like swallowing a secret that Santa Claus farted. Who was it? Oliver Wendell Holmes, I believe, who said, "He who laughs, 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 laughs with the laughington of the
No stupid speeches.
Just get out.
And another thing, Cross, take your goddamn dumbass square bagel idea out of here. Squiggles. What kind of retard in a coma idea is that anyway? And you get out and stay out.
Chop up all fabulous right. things that yeah. are radio, broadcast, movies, everything. I work for Clear Channel.
Since I don't know the bands or I don't know who they are, I would love to check them out. I wouldn't put my extra effort into trying to get in for a show, you know, that I don't know about. But I love comedy. I love laughing, you know, because it takes me away sometimes, you know, because I get a laugh and I love laughing. I'd rather laugh like 24 hours a day if I could do anything, you know. But comedy is cool.
Thank God I was born on the West Coast, homies.
Oh. okay, good, good enough. No, I'm kidding. Hey, pretty. Come on, give me a smile, pretty. What's up? Come on. Don't be like that. Don't play me like that, baby. Come on, turn that shit upside down, girl. You know. Come on now. Where you going? Please, come on, baby. Please, come on now. Won't you please?
No, I can't.
Come on, girlfriend. Do that for me one time. Please, baby. Don't make me use my sexy voice.
I can't. I'm a little girl.
Come on, baby. Now look at us, babe. Damn, man. Now we all the way down to Canal Street, babe. I'm gonna have to turn this thing, honey.
I have to go to school now.
Why you talk like that? You look like you're 23.
I'm 28 years old.
You sound like a puppet. Anyway. Anyway.
Anything's funnier, David Cross or Robin Williams?
I mean, you know what? I think David Cross definitely is on the road. Robin Williams is a funny motherfucker, though. I mean, you know, it's Robin Williams. Come on. He's been around for like 26 years.
So you're not going to give us a call. You're just going to... You're going to let them work it out on their own.
You know what? Everybody's got to have a start.
Yep.
Everybody's got to build their own scene.
Sure.
They've got to, like, build their own audience, their genre. David's on his way.